Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. So guys, we're so excited to announce that we now have our subscription platform live on Spotify, where you get 4 extra episodes a month for subscribers only, and we do deep dives into all unreal information about manifesting, self-love, journal prompts, tapping, and more. So if you want to sign up, I will leave the link in the show notes. Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. Hope you're all doing amazing. It is officially winter in Sydney. Honestly guys, for the past three and a half weeks, it has rained every single day, like torrential rain. To the point where yesterday, I still don't own a fucking umbrella either. Like, I annoy myself, I'm not a stingy person. But when it comes to shit like that, like, I just don't buy it. Like, I just go out in the rain. Even, I actually want to know your opinions if you ever do this. Like, if you're getting the bus somewhere, in England, like, I thought it was criminal to get a bus. Like, I wouldn't be seen dead on a bus, but here it's just so acceptable. if you were getting a bus, would you check the time the bus was leaving, or would you just go to the bus stop and wait? So I think there's two types of people here. I think you either go to the bus stop and you know exactly when the bus is leaving, or you just turn up. And I'm just a turn up kind of gal. So every day I go out without an umbrella, the same old fucking story. And yesterday, I was wondering if you could hear it, the rain is so bad. But yesterday I went to the gym and came back, and it was honestly like shower rain. It was like so bad. So I started running, my AirPod fell out, it's black, so I couldn't see it. So I was literally with a torch back and forth down this lane for 10 minutes. I got in and I genuinely may as well have had a shower. But yeah, what have I been up to? So I have been going to therapy. I obviously was partying so much in the summer here. And I think I'm finally in my wholesome era, guys, like healing, actual healing era, like not having any distractions, like actually working on little projects, which I'm excited about, healing. And I think honestly, when you acknowledge something and when you have a breakthrough, even just acknowledging it, things start to shift in your favor. So like I put an Instagram post on Miracle Mindsets and it said, are you addicted to stress? Something happened to me 2 years ago and like it shook me to my core. Like honestly, like everything that I knew changed completely. The world as I knew it, my innocence, just everything changed basically. I just like have never felt so much pain and like just like trauma in my body. Like I was hypervigilant. I felt so unsafe. I had so much cortisol in my body. Like, I never was hungry. I was never hungry. I lost so much weight. And yeah, like, from that moment, I've constantly always been addicted to having plans, to having doing the next fun thing, to always like being on my phone, like FOMO, I've always mentioned that. And genuinely, I've realized that I am addicted to stress. Stress doesn't have to be like this, like pulling your hair out, worried. It's the constant need to be on the go, feeling guilty if you slow down. And like, it's a revelation that I definitely needed to have, because I didn't realize that when my friends would talk about staying in on a weekend, you know, like going for coffees and walks, as much as I love that stuff, I'd always had to have something fun planned, another holiday. And right now, obviously, I'm in Sydney, I'm on a student visa, I'm studying yoga, I've not really got any holidays booked. This is the most settled I've been for years, basically. I live it, I've got a room now, like a stunning room. I don't know if I've shown you, but a stunning room, and I've never felt more uncomfortable. And so all these revelations, like when you're meant to change, this is when you'll have the insight, basically. And I think now is the time to change and be on my own and not distract myself and genuinely heal. So I've been going to therapy. I had acupuncture before, and genuinely, when I got the acupuncture, I was in a different world. Like, I was seeing like faces. This sounds so weird, but I definitely, and I also went to, so I did my first workshop in Sydney, guys. Like, it was a 3-hour breathwork, yoga, self-love, meditation, and yeah, it was amazing. There was like 20 people there, I think, and it was just so beautiful. It was such a beautiful space. And after it, I went to a psychic. She's nestled in the bushes in Sydney, and she was like, there's two people in your life, like you need to come into yourself, you need to like block, you need to cancel, you need to bring your energy back into yourself, and you will connect with your spirit guides more, you need to meditate. And she was saying all this stuff, and it just shook me. Like, it's weird, it's just, it's amazing. I just love all of this stuff. And yeah, I've really gone off on a tangent here, guys, but the point is, I am slowing down, and I've realized that happiness should not be dependent on how many plans you've got, how exciting your life is. And maybe I am afraid of being alone, and like I say on this podcast, it's obviously a self-development podcast, I obviously teach you things, but me and Jen are not perfect. Like, we're navigating the messy 20s, and yeah. So this podcast is actually going to be about something that I've been learning in yoga. So yoga philosophy is genuinely mind-boggling. So all these books that we see in 2024 all touch on things from the Bible, things from Hinduism, from yoga, like things dating back to 5,000 years ago are saying the exact same things. And we're learning about consciousness and unity and chakras. And I'm actually going to do on the subscription platform this week, how to unblock your energy. And I'm so excited for this because I've been learning so much about energy and actually increasing your own vibration, magnetic energy. So if you're not already subscribed, definitely tune in. So yeah, we have been learning about kleshas, or kleshas, and essentially they are the 5 things that block our vision. And that sounds a little bit like, what, like, block our vision? But when we started learning about them, it has never been so clear. And when you have these 5 things in your mind and you understand them and you have the awareness, you can completely change your life. And like, it's funny because me and my friend Nadine were speaking about this in the car last night. Like, we've done so much work that no matter what somebody does to us, no matter how they react to us, we have so much empathy. And I can never feel hate. And I can feel anger, and I can feel pangs of like disappointment, but it transmutes into like understanding them. And so I'll never feel this like resentment, this energy, this negativity, because I understand that the only person I'm hurting is myself. And that takes so much, like, it's took so much learning and lessons and constantly challenging your own thoughts. So I feel like if you're starting out in trying to get to a space where like you don't react to people, you don't build resentment, because basically if you aren't conscious when you're doing things, so I'll give an example, right? If you really don't feel good in yourself, and so like a friend that you like are really good friends with, she's really confident in herself, and you're comparing yourself to her, like you're feeling a little bit jealous, you're comparing yourself, you're feeling not good enough, you're feeling a little bit envious, and then she starts taking a little while to reply, for example. And then when you see her, you start feeling a little bit off with her, and then it starts to create a divide. And then the way you react to her, if something good happens in her life, like you're snappy or you're reactive or you don't show happiness. And so little tiny things can build up that we're unconscious of. Instead of being like, okay, why am I feeling envious of this person? What does she have that I am wanting more of in my life? Okay, let's work on that. I'll send her love and light, because when I send her love and light will come back into my life. Do you know what I mean? So It's so easy to feel jealous of people, compare yourself to people, but when you're conscious of it all, we can transmute that energy, tap more into ourselves, give that love back to ourselves, and work on healing that aspect. And we've got no room for this energy anymore, guys. Like, we're bettering ourselves, you know? So the cliches are from yoga philosophy, basically, and they talk about the five things that cloud our mind and lead to suffering. And it's, I can't say it in Sanskrit, but it's avidya, which is ignorance, asmita, ego, raga, which is attachment, dvesha, aversion. God, good luck to that. I'm not saying that one. I won't even attempt it. I'll botch it. But the fear of death or clinging to life. And so in my response, so we basically have to each week like write our response out. So I'll read you what I put, like from my learnings. Ignorance means that we don't see things clearly. We're not open to knowledge and understanding that can help us change our perspective and see situations more clearly and objectively. So when we can recognize that we're being ignorant, like sometimes we're so set in our ways, so set in our beliefs. I'll give an example of like when people hate men, right? When people have been through a really, really traumatic experience or experiences with men and they hate men, they're like, men are trash, I hate men. So as soon as a good man comes in their life, they'll tarnish them under the same brush without recognizing that it's our perspective and our beliefs that we're being ignorant to the reality of the situation. And so when we can recognize that ignorance is clouding our perspective, it allows us to understand deeply, more deeply. And when we think that we're always right, we're ignorant to the fact that there can be other belief systems. And like I said in a podcast over the past few weeks, two things can exist at once. Something that makes someone really happy can make somebody really sad. You know, like someone can have so much money and be so happy, and someone can have so much money and be so miserable. Both are the same thing, but different realities. And so we've got to understand that everyone is operating from their reality, their own perspective. And all of this like yogic philosophy that I believe and that is true for certain people is untrue for somebody that believes in science and they can back up their facts. Do you know what I mean? So two realities can exist at once. And so we need to be open to understanding that maybe we're being ignorant to reality. The second one is asmita, which is ego. And I put ego and becoming aware of how we operate and seek validation, how we operate during distraction, and how we use external things to feel worthy or measure our worth. Recognizing and letting go of the ego allows us to foster more humility and unity. We all have an ego. We all have an ego that keeps us operating in society. We've all got to have a level of ego to feel worthy, to want better for ourselves, to want material possessions. But our ego is something that we've built up over the years and we've created an identity. And so when someone bruises our ego, when someone doesn't validate us, our ego is bruised and our ego causes disharmony. Like our ego allows us to disconnect from people because we feel better or worse than someone. We compare ourselves to other people. And there's a book called May Cause Miracles by Gabby Bernstein, which is like I think it's like a 21 day or it might be long. Actually, I think it's like a 6 week program. And she talks about ego so much and how we need to recognize how our ego disconnects us from people. It makes us feel too good for someone or too unworthy for someone. And our ego is built on our upbringing, the way we have grown to believe about like what our identity is, who we are and how we operate in the world. And so people with massive egos are just so disconnected from other people because they're so protective of their identity. And those with the biggest ego are usually actually the ones that are the most insecure. So becoming aware of our ego allows us to detach from the need for validation. When we're clinging on to who we are and our identity and hoping that people like love us and feel good enough. We're needing validation off other people. And so when we get rid of the ego, we become more like one with others, if that makes sense. So when people talk about ego death, and I think that obviously we all have an ego, and I think that sometimes like we can get too wrapped up in our own ego, but I think that when you get rid of the ego a little bit and drop down from that and become more human and understand more, that's when we stop comparing ourselves. And I think that I rarely compare myself anymore to other people, because I just think, what is it doing to me? Like, I'm judging somebody else, I'm judging myself, and it's only causing disconnect in my mind. Okay, so the third klesha is aversion. So let me see what I wrote about aversion. Aversion is when we avoid sitting through difficulty and pain. When we face our challenges head on, it means that we can actually transform our and turn our pain into purpose. So if you've listened to the third episode with Nikki, we talk about transmuting pain and turning it into purpose. And during therapy, I was speaking about facing my pain and distraction, which I've been doing and I'm guilty of. And she used this analogy, and I don't know whether I've said it in the podcast already, but it's a cow and a bull do two different things. When a cow sees a storm, it runs away from it and goes to the greener grass, the better weather, and the bull runs straight towards the storm. And at the time, why would anyone want to go towards a storm? They want to have dry grass. They want to have warmer weather. But the bull is running straight through the storm, and the storm passes, and then the grass is lush. The weather is better. Whereas the cow is always like, the cow's always running away from the storm that is inevitably coming. And so that analogy basically is saying, like, when you face your trauma, your pain, your fear head on, instead of avoiding, distracting, numbing the pain away, you will transmute that energy and you will get through that pain and you will be such a better person, have such a better perspective and be such a stronger person. But so many of us are so scared about facing our fears. And where your fears are where your task is. When you're so afraid of being alone, that is your task. That is your task. That is your challenge. That is what you need to do to better yourself. We only grow in discomfort. The fourth one is raga, which is attachment. Attachment and understanding why we feel attached to situations, things, and people can allow us to loosen our grip on situations and accept the idea of change, and that change is the most necessary part of life. Attachment is something that we all have, because we're, as humans, we're wired to want to connect with people. We're wired to be a part of a pack. And so we get attached to people, we get attached to our identity, chapters in our lives. And I listened to a reel this morning, actually, and it said, you don't want to turn the page because you know that that person is not a part of the next chapter. And that can be about anything in life. You might not be turning the page because you know that your current life, it's going to cost you your current life, and that you have to change up what is currently going on. And attachment, just when I think of life like water, like you're flowing, and things naturally fall away. Things naturally get caught upstream. And if you choose to stay with the things that have got caught up, you're not flowing. And so life feels resistant. And it's crazy, because I've tried going back to old situations, old patterns, and it just does not align with me anymore. Like, I feel so much resistance in my body. Everything is saying, this isn't your story. Like, I did breathwork the other night with Nadine, transformational breathwork. And all it kept saying was, this is not your story anymore. Like, this is not your narrative. Like, shut the door. That's all my intuition kept saying. And it's crazy, because, like, if you don't believe in this stuff, then you'll just feel this, like, you'll feel a state of depression or anxiety. But when you tap into this, it's because you know that your new situation is going to cost you your old life. And when we attach to that, that's when we don't feel good because we're being nudged in a different direction. And understanding attachment helps us to loosen our grip on our desires and outcomes and just accept what is, be in the present moment and understand that when things don't go as planned, it's part of the greater plan, you know? The final cliche is fear or clinging to life. And acknowledging our fears allows us to cultivate courage and face uncertainties with greater strength and equanimity. So when we cling to life, like so many of us are afraid of dying. Like when I was younger, and I don't know if anybody's got the same, I used to be so afraid of my mum and dad dying. Like I'd sit in my room and I'd feel so guilty that I was sitting upstairs and not spending time with them because they're going to die one day. Like I had such a big fear. And then when I actually expressed that to my dad, he actually said that he used to feel that as a kid. So I wonder if you guys have ever felt that, but we cling on to life and we fear death. When it's gonna happen, and we all have a little timer above our heads that, like, when it's our time to go, we're gonna go. And so, like, accepting that and embracing life as it is right now and cherishing the present moment is when we're gonna have the most rich, fulfilling life. So, guys, I hope you've loved this podcast. I know that I've been actually reading a lot and then diving a little bit deeper, but understanding that there's these five things that genuinely keep us stuck: our ego and what we believe our identity is, our attachment to things, people and places without accepting what is, ignoring the reality of the situation because we're so set in our ways, fear or clinging onto our chapters, onto life, fearing death, and then also avoiding our triumphs, avoiding our tribulations because we're so afraid of sitting with discomfort. So yeah, I really hope you've enjoyed this. I'll leave a little link if you want to read about the cliches and join me along with this yoga philosophy. But I hope you're all doing amazing, guys. Please reach out to me if you've enjoyed this episode. I miss speaking to you all. And yeah, I hope you have a lovely evening and we'll see you next week on Miracle Mindsets.